There are few things in life that frustrate me more than not being able to find what I'm looking for. One specific instance immediately comes to mind. It's 23 years ago when my son Caleb was an infant. Pat was feeding him, and she informed me, "Daryl, after I get through feeding Caleb, we're going to have cheesecake for the dessert, and my wife makes a mean cheesecake." Because she was busy and because, of course, I'm such a good husband, I said, "Pat, I'll fix the cheesecake up, put it on the dessert plates so that when you get through, we can eat it up." I said, "Where is it?" She said, "It's in the refrigerator." Simple enough, right? Are you with me, fellas? Go over to the refrigerator, open the refrigerator up, and I begin my search. I searched, and I searched, and I searched, and I could not find that cheesecake anywhere. To be transparent with you this morning, the more I searched for that cheesecake, the more irritated I became. To the point, I thought, "What in the world is this woman trying to do to me?" But knowing that the unbridled expression of my frustration would cause me to bite off more than I could chew, I took a deep breath, counted to 10, and said, "Pat, I have searched and searched for this cheesecake, but I cannot find it anywhere." By this time, she has finished feeding Caleb. And I swear to you, even though Caleb is an infant, he knows the score and starts laughing at me. She stands up, hands me Caleb, goes over to the refrigerator, and immediately finds the cheesecake. "I am so frustrated, I've lost my appetite, but I ate a piece anyway." There's nothing that frustrates me more than not being able to find what I'm looking for. I wonder if you have ever experienced this in your search for God. There are times in my life where I search and search for God, but I cannot find God anywhere. Now, I don't mean to be catching you off guard here, a guest preacher, been invited to fill this pulpit, standing up and telling you that at times I search for God and I can't find God anywhere. But in the long run, I find it's best to be honest. And when I look and I read through the pages of Scripture, I find myself in very good company. Listen to these words from the Psalter. Psalm 10:1. "Why, O God, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Psalm 22. 1 and 2. I didn't ask God to do that. Psalm 22, 1 and 2. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but get no rest." And once again, Psalm 42, 1 through 3. "As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God?" Where is your God? Why is it at times we cannot find God? Is it because God has moved and forgotten to give us His forwarding address? Is it because God really doesn't love us or care about us and get some sadistic pleasure watching us worm and squirm in the midst of our life circumstances? Why is it when times are oftentimes at their most difficult, our search for God leaves us empty? Martin Luther, the father of the Protestant Reformation, sought after God through the rigors provided to him by the Catholic Church. But he was unable to find God anywhere. Roland Bainton is one of the foremost church historians, and as he reflects over this struggle of Martin Luther, he writes these words. Luther engaged in long vigils. He fasted. He cast off all the garments that decency would permit. But never could he gain the assurance that even his utmost effort would avail to give him any standing in the eyes of God. He continues. After seeking God in all the religious traditions offered by the church, Luther still could not find God, at which time he concluded, "Who can love such a God?" "Love him," said Luther. "I do not love him. I hate him." If we are truly honest with ourselves and each other, can we not at times echo Luther's sentiment in our struggle for God? That at times we turn away from God in disbelief, or at best leave our search in complete confusion. There is nothing worse than searching for God and coming up empty and in vain. That's a bad place. It's a bad place. Where is God when we cannot find Him anywhere? I grew up in a little community called Deep River. Deep River had one restaurant, one convenience store, a community pool, and a great church. What else could anyone possibly need or want? And in our neighborhood, we knew each other. We went to school, to church, did everything together. And oftentimes, we would gather at one of the neighborhood kids' houses. And we would play a game, hide and seek. How many of you have ever played hide and seek? In Scouts, we called it foxes and hounds. I don't know. There were very few people that moved into our neighborhood, but there were very few people that ever left. But on one occasion, I remember a new kid moved into our neighborhood just down the street from me. His name was Johnny. Nobody invited Johnny to come and play hide and seek with us, but somehow he found out we were playing just the same. And to show my irritation, I huddled all the neighborhood kids up together and I said, "Listen, you know what we need to do? We know all the best hiding places. Let's make him do the searching." That was before I was a preacher. The neighborhood kids said, "That's not fair, Daryl." So we let him hide, which was a major mistake. You see, before he moved to Deep River, he had an earned PhD in hide and seek. It didn't matter how many times we played in the future, no one could ever find where Johnny was hiding. No one. About 10 years ago, went to a reunion at my home church, Flat Springs Baptist Church. And across the fellowship hall, I saw Johnny. Guess what the first thing that came to my mind? Where did that boy hide that we could never find him? So I meandered across the fellowship hall and struck up a conversation with Johnny. Johnny, how are you doing? Man, you look good, fit and trim. He didn't say anything like that to me in return. I said, Johnny, do you remember the hide and seek that we used to play when we were growing up? He said, man, do I. We had such a great time, didn't we, Daryl? I said, Johnny, I've been curious all these years. Why is it that we were never able to find you when we were looking for you? And a great big smile came over Johnny's face. He said, Daryl, the reason you couldn't find me was because you were looking in the wrong place. You were looking in the wrong place. I believe I can say with assurance that if our searching for God is coming up empty, it may very well be because we are searching in the wrong place or we are searching in the wrong manner. I believe to the point of profound conviction that these words of Jesus found in the Sermon on the Mount are trustworthy and true. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Years after his struggle, Luther realized that the reason he did not find God at the time of his searching was because he was searching for God in the wrong place or in the wrong manner. Luther was seeking after God through works righteousness, which found him relying on his own efforts rather than relying upon God. And isn't the Christian religion based on us relying upon God? Paul, in his theological masterpiece to the Romans, summarized it this way: the righteous shall live by faith alone. Let me suggest to you this morning that the Christian religion is not about our searching, our finding, relying upon our strength, our efforts, our intellect. The Christian religion is about us believing and being found by Jesus. To the Ephesians, Paul writes, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast." And Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. The reason you couldn't find me was because you were looking in the wrong place. Frustrated with your search for God this morning? Quit looking. Just be found. Being found is the nature of grace. Just be found by Jesus. And it'll make all the difference in the world. Let us pray. O holy and infinite God, you are the holy hound from heaven. For you are always seeking after us. If we will only allow ourselves to be found by you. This is the nature of grace. Help us, O God, not to rely on our own strength, our own might, our own will, our own efforts. Help us to rely and cling on you. For this is our prayer, breathed in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen.